Welcome to the 1% Leadership Podcast, where we challenge teachers and coaches to write their own story and improve by 1% each day so they can have a greater impact on their students and athletes. This is episode number 21 of the 1% Leadership Podcast. I'm your host, John Barth, and today's challenge for March 21st is write a short story of one paragraph about a hero who dared to act even though they were afraid or sad. Identify a situation in your life where you can acknowledge your feeling of fear or sadness or another emotion and still act courageously like the hero in your story. And today's challenge comes from the fundamental of success: be a lighthouse. On our last episode, we discussed believing in ourselves and having the courage to take action and overcome disappointments in our lives. And today's challenge asks us to act courageously even though we might be afraid or sad. What I would like to focus on is the fact that it is okay to have feelings and emotions. We don't have to be robots who don't feel anything, but we can choose to respond in a positive way. So here's my story from one of my favorite movies about a hero who dared to act in spite of their feelings and emotions. There was a football coach in South Carolina in the 1970s named Harold Jones, who befriended a young man with some disabilities. The boy's name was James, but he soon took on the nickname of Radio due to his obsession with the boxes that played music. Coach Jones invited Radio to start helping out with the football team, and his time and interaction with the team grew and grew. Some people thought the boy's presence on the team was a distraction, especially when the team wasn't winning as many games as people thought they should. Radio eventually started helping out at school, and Coach Jones spent a lot of time helping Radio, even spending a lot more time away from his wife and daughter than normal. One day, the star athlete at the school named Johnny played a trick on Radio and got him to go in the girls' locker room. Radio got in a lot of trouble, but he refused to tell anyone that it was Johnny who told him to go in the locker room, and he continued to be Johnny's friend. Eventually, things went south when the school board decided that Radio should not be involved at the school because it was too much of a liability. Coach Jones questioned whether what he had been doing all along was the right thing, and that maybe helping Radio had been a mistake. But his wife told him, "It's never a mistake to care for someone." Eventually, we discover the reason for Coach Jones wanting to help Radio. During a conversation with his daughter, Coach Jones revealed his motivation for helping Radio. He said that when he was a boy, he had a newspaper route, and one day as he rode his bike past one of the houses on his route, he heard a noise coming from under the porch. He got off his bike to investigate, and he discovered a boy who was about the same age as him, and the boy was penned up under the porch behind a fence. The boy looked like maybe he had some disabilities, but even at that age, Harold knew this wasn't right. But he told his daughter that he delivered his newspapers on that route and passed that house for 2 years, and he never did anything to help the boy. He was ashamed that he missed an opportunity to be a lighthouse because he was scared. And when Radio came along, he didn't want to miss another opportunity to be a lighthouse. Did Coach Jones feel a wide range of emotions about helping Radio? Absolutely. He got very angry when people said Radio was a distraction and that he shouldn't be around. He was sad to think he might have to choose between coaching football and helping Radio. But being a lighthouse means understanding our responsibility to live by our principles and live with integrity trumps the emotions that run through our body. And as teachers and coaches, being a lighthouse is a built-in part of the job. Every day we have little eyes watching us and little ears listening to us, and they need us to stand firm like a lighthouse. And part of being a lighthouse is to shine our light. And that means sharing some of our scars, some of the not so great choices we've made, or some of the unfortunate things that have happened to us. Because the kids need to know that our lives aren't perfect. We don't always have everything completely put together. The decisions we make are not always easy. But our struggles can make us stronger. We can choose to live by our principles and values. We can choose to rise above and overcome obstacles. Because we were created to be heroes. One of the best ways we can be heroes is to help others. And one of the best ways we can help others is to not be afraid to share our story. So how about you? What is a situation in your life where you can acknowledge your feelings and emotions, but still act courageously and be a hero like Coach Jones was for radio? The world will give us plenty of opportunities to be a hero. Some are big opportunities, but most of the time they are so small we barely notice them. Seize one of those opportunities to be a lighthouse today. Thanks again for joining us on the 1% Leadership Podcast as we strive to reach our full potential as teachers and coaches. Do you need direction and guidance as you harness the power of journaling to write your own story? Go to www.johnbarthbooks.com, that's J-O-N-B-A-R-T-H books.com, and pick up a copy of the 1% Journal or sign up to get started with our Write Your Own Story Journal Challenge. Remember, the best way to make a difference in the lives of your students and athletes is to make 1% improvements and give them a better version of you every day.